And so that puts us at the level from the state recommendations of opening elementary education in person and opening education for high-risk students and students with special educational needs who really aren't served as well with distance learning. State guidelines are really meant to be kind of a framework on which to make decisions, but not a firm mandate on what you would open or not. And so each individual school district still can make the decisions that make the most sense for their student population, knowing the situation in Joyce may be different than the situation in Seattle, and that's okay.